This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trade is no longer rising. The volume of global trade was flat in the first quarter of 2016, then fell by 0.8% in the second quarter, according to statisticians in the Netherlands, which happens to keep the best data. The U.S. is no exception to the broader trend. Total value of American imports and exports fell by more than $200 billion last year. Through the first 9 months of 2016, trade fell by an additional $470 billion. At least 21 million people have voted so far in the U.S., in the states that are most likely to decide the election. Among them, Florida, Colorado, and Nevada, close to a quarter of the electorate, has already cast ballots. Registered Democrats are outperforming Republicans in key demographics in urban areas there and in North Carolina. Snapchat, whose political show had its debut in January, says that it has more than 60 million daily active users in the U.S. and that on a given day it reaches 41% of 18 to 34-year-olds. New York State Supreme Court justice issued an order that will let insurance companies that wrote policies for the NFL determine if the league knew about the dangers of concessions and deliberately concealed them from the players. The issue is central to whether the insurers will pay for a class action settlement brought by more than 5,000 retired players who accused the league of fraud and negligence because they were not told about the risk of repeated head hits. CNN said the network has severed ties with the Democratic strategist Donna Brazile after hacked emails showed that she shared questions for CNN-sponsored candidate events with friends on Hillary Clinton's campaign. Brazile, a veteran political analyst for the network, had temporarily left CNN in July when she became interim chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. The Federal Election Commission indicates that Trump's campaign has disputed a bill for $766,756 from a vendor, the well-regarded Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio, adding to the long list of vendors Trump has left unpaid. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.